Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kia. May I help you?
Hi, Kia. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good. You sound like my cousin, Kia. I was trying to find out what in the world I charged for $62.95 from your company. All I remember is that on this thing, I just got an email saying something about some earbuds. I only ordered one thing of earbuds, and they were not $62.95, and then the things didn't even work. So can you help me with that, please?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
31405. You're doing all right, Doc?
Yes, ma'am, I am. And your first and last name?
Kalonda, C-A-L-O-N-D-A. Last name is Boyd, B-O-Y-D.
And for security purpose, could you verify that shipping address for me?
Yes, 6 Valleydale Way, Savannah, Georgia, 31405.
Yes, ma'am. So now I do see that back on, it's showing on the January the 20th, our wireless earbuds were purchased on a 14-day trial for $497. And those earbuds were on a 14-day trial to try them out to see if you like them. And if you didn't like them, you were supposed to call back in to cancel or you'll be billed that one-time payment, the original cost of those earbuds.
Oh, no, ma'am. I didn't even see that. It was a survey that I completed.
Mm-hmm.
And it said nothing about that. It just said for completing the survey, at least the email I got didn't say that.
Yes, so, ma'am. No. So when you typed in your information, it's supposed to be in those terms and conditions. It said that this is a 14-day trial and you do have to call back in to cancel. Do you still have those headphones?
Yes, ma'am. I would like to cancel and send those back because I couldn't even use them and I gave them to my sister, but I'm about to get those back right now.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. Now, I could offer you a 35% refund. You can keep those earbuds if you would like.
I need all my coins. I need all my money.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. Now, I could throw in my family and friend discount. I understand. I could throw in my family and friend discount and give you a 50% refund back on that charge. Okay.
No, ma'am.
So now.
$62.95, I need my money. No, ma'am. Thank you for
I understand.
Offer.
You're okay. That's what I have to offer you that now. I do see that you do qualify for the New Year special with a 75% refund on that charge. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I have to issue you an RMA number to send that product back. And once you send those products back, our warehouse will refund you back that charge minus a 10% restocking fee.
Okay.
Okay. So are you ready for the RMA number?
No, I'm thinking, let me pull this text up. No, because I'm like, thank you so much for helping me out. What is it?
You're welcome. So the RMA number will be 891.
Mm-hmm.
B as in boy.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Mm-hmm.
F as in frog. A as
mm-hmm.
in apple.
Mm-hmm.
82624.
Mm-hmm. Give it to me again, please.
Okay, that'll be 891.
Mm-hmm.
B as in boy.
Mm-hmm.
7.
Mm-hmm.
F as in frog.
Mm-hmm.
A as in apple.
Mm-hmm.
82624.
82624. That's what it was. Okay, and then what am I supposed to?
You just write that number. Write that number on the outside of the package. Now you'll send that product back to the P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York.
P.O. Box 500, you said?
Mm-hmm. P.O. Box 500, Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
New York. And it's, the zip code is 14212.
Say it again.
P.O. Box. Yeah, 14142112.
Okay. P.O. Box 500, Buffalo, New York, 14212.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to write the RMA on the outside of the package.
Mm-hmm. And then once that package reaches our warehouse, we'll refund you back that charge.
Okay.
And when you send that product back, you can keep that tracking number. And once it says delivered on your end, you can give us a call back in and we can push that refund through as soon as it reaches the warehouse.
Okay. I appreciate you, darling. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I want to thank you for calling the customer support. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye-bye.